This is the Closet Geek, episode 52 for September 4th, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
I was on mute. Sorry. Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out. The podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the best and latest geeky and nerdy news. But it's only three of us again this week, because Ryan was at Dragon Con last week, and Michael is at Salt Lake Comic Con this week. So it's Ryan and Mike kind of switched places.
You know what I really like about the Closet Geek?
What?
We are a totally professional operation.
Like, oh, totally.
100% professional operation. Well, yeah. We got Ryan here who's about to eat dinner in front of the audience.
I totally forgot that it was on the stove.
Barry was on mute to start things off. So, yeah, we're just consummate professionals.
Are we doing video again?
Yeah,
we are.
Oh.
Maybe.
From now on, that's a for now thing.
I see. All right.
Yeah. So, hi guys.
Hi,
how's it going?
Good.
So, I will mute it, and so I won't slurp my noodles.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay.
But you can enjoy that in the video.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to our first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about things we love, things that are geeky that we did throughout the week, and things that we can recommend to you. So, I'm really just more interested about Ryan. So, Ryan, if you're not too busy eating, you're on mute.
Okay, so Dragon Con.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah, Dragon Con!
Where should I start? I don't know. What do you guys want to know? First, okay, I had my big photo shoot for X-Men on Friday.
Yeah, that was...
Saw
some of the pictures from that.
Yeah, Friday morning. And it was like... It was a pretty cool turnout. We had a lot of top costumers turning out and really great photographers and... we'll have some videos and stuff posted up soon, hopefully, from Distractatron and some other videographers. So it'll be pretty cool. And it was, like, extremely hot.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was, like, exhausting. And I was planning on bringing a camelback, but I didn't have all the bladder for the camelback.
Uh-oh.
So I didn't have any water on my own. But somebody brought two water things with cups and everything, so
that's good.
Yeah,
but you didn't dehydrate.
No, yeah, well, I would have been dead, so
yeah, right.
I drink so much water just to keep moving, and I had to take a break where I took off half my costume and just sat there for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I could finish up the last couple shoots.
Wow.
Yeah,
what I thought was really cool about some of the X-Men shots that I saw was how and I guess you had coordinated all of this with everybody so that there were no duplicates.
Right.
So, like, there were, you know, there was, like, a single character, you know, represented. And I liked how you had, like, you even had, like, the New Mutants and the X-Men. And, I mean, it was, like, X-Men old, X-Men new. You had even, like, Cable was in there. That was,
yep,
it was
X-Force.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, we had the who was it? The bad guys. We had Juggernaut and a lot of other.
Oh, I never saw any. I never saw any of the bad guys.
Yeah,
I saw Juggernaut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Magneto, of course.
Yeah, Magneto.
And let's see, Quicksilver and Polaris and who's the guy that is the flame guy?
Pyro?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, so it was a big group, and it was all well organized, and it was organized by Alan Hansard. Yeah, Hansard. Well, I forget his last name, but he did all the organizing along with Ned Cox and a few others that I probably don't know. So it was really awesome.
Cool.
And finally got that done, and I got to get out of costume. I was so exhausted after I did that
yeah.
I took a nap after.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I was so beat.
Hey, Ryan, check the gain on your mic. You're coming in a little hot.
Am I? Okay, how about now?
Okay, you sound good currently.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
All right, sounds good. So that was my Friday.
You just did all of that on Friday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. It's an all-day thing, huh?
Well, mostly. Well, it wasn't an all-day photo shoot, but it was like 2.5 hours, and after that, being in costume for that, and the Atlanta sunlight. Right. It was...
Yeah.
And the humidity.
Yeah, it was more than I could... It was all I could do.
Yeah.
That day. So did you just peruse the con after that as yourself?
Yeah. I just walked around and saw costumes, and I think I sat in a panel that evening, one or two panels. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then Saturday I did some panels. I slept in a lot. Yeah. I was so exhausted from the day previous. Kind of felt guilty because I wasted half my Saturday, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you're there for yourself, right?
So. Yeah.
As long as you enjoyed yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and then I went out. I was looking for a friend at the Avengers Ball, you know, that evening. It was, I don't know, it must have been 9 o'clock at night or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't find her, so I'm like, oh. So I went and sat down and finished my bottle of water. And here comes Mark Meer walking by. I'm like, hey, Mark, what's up? Because we had met last year. And you know, we talked a lot about our costuming and stuff. He had seen my Ultron. And,
right.
And we got a couple photos together with his Hobgoblin last year.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, how's it going? So I walked out with him and we chatted for a second. He's like, well, I'm doing this. I've been invited to observe, he said, this photo shoot for Mass Effect. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he says, what, do you want to come with me? I'm like, okay.
Cool.
So nice. I went to this, you know, private photo shoot of the Mass Effect. And it was really cool. Went up to the observation deck of the Hyatt and chilled for a while, met a lot of cool people. And then we... he had this VIP pass to one of the dances, one of the raves, parties, whatever you want to call it.
Right, yeah.
So he's like, let's go see if this can get us in. So we went over there and got into the VIP area, and there's a whole bunch of voice actors from everything.
Everything. Like, yeah.
You know,
they're like, Mark!
World of Warcraft.
Who's with you?
Well, he was really cool because what he did was he chatted with them, you know, say, hey, you know, how's it going? And then he's like, this is my friend Ryan Ricks, and he does awesome Ultron costumes and stuff like that. And so he was really nice about introducing who I was, and people were interested, and I showed him, you know, because I had I had stuff set up on my phone ahead of time to show people.
Oh, good.
Because it always comes up in conversation.
Right.
And it's just easy to flip through some images on the phone. So this is what I do. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And then we basically hung out from, like, 9 o'clock all the way to 4:30 in the morning.
Oh,
wow, nice.
So we had a really...
No wonder you slept in the next day.
Yeah, we had a really good time. And he was really cool. And we went back to his room and... I got to play with his costumes and we shared a couple shots of whiskey and so
it was, all right. Yeah. Did you talk to him about being on the show?
I did, yeah.
And what did he say?
He said he'd love to.
Awesome.
He said he's busy
for the rest of his life.
And, yeah, he's busy until after Halloween. So he says,
okay.
He says after Halloween, I should talk to him, and then he'll try and work it in his schedule.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's really awesome. Cool. Yeah, I'd love to chat with him. That'd be great.
Cool. Did you run into Bill or any of his crew while you were there?
Yeah. I was walking around with Mark. We were going from his hotel room to the rave, and we ran into Bill and what was his brother's name? Jamie? Jamie? Is that his brother?
I don't know what his brother's name is, to be honest.
So I don't know. And they were all in their Marriott Hotel camouflage shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Both of him and his brother and his wives, their wives. So, because I met him previously in costumes, and I said, "Hey, I'm Ryan from the Classic Kid." He's like, "Oh, I can't see anything out of this costume." So.
Oh, wasn't he as Death Lord or whatever?
Yeah, costume? from Skyrim, those monster guys. And so, when I saw him again, I was like, "Hey, I'm Ryan from the Classic Kid." He's like, "I know who you are." And so that's pretty cool. And then he's like, he looks next to me, he goes, "Mark Meer." So it was kind of funny. We just made fun.
That is funny.
We joked.
Like, hey, Ryan.
Yeah,
we actually for Bill.
What?
His initial big costume was Mass Effect.
Yeah.
For Bill, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, he did some stuff before that,
but
that was one of it. That's one of his more popular ones.
Yeah, that's
kind of
what
got him
on the in the spotlight.
Right.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So like
that's cool.
Yeah, every 10 feet someone calls out Mark's name.
Mark. Right.
And you hung out with them for like
a whole day.
Like eight
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
How
much.
How cool is that?
It was cool. Yeah, he was like standard guy. We talked like comic books. Like he was a big fan of comics and stuff like that. Yeah. Awesome. Talked
cool.
about his upcoming games and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
cool.
So he'll have a lot to talk about. His TV show, how they're working on a deal with Hulu to get it to the American audiences and stuff like that.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was Saturday. and into Sunday morning.
I don't remember Sunday.
No, I didn't drink. I only had that couple shots of whiskey and that was it. So. That's not enough to make me messed up. So, the Sunday, what did we do? What did I do Sunday? I just went out to dinner with some friends, and that was it, pretty much.
You said you went to a couple panels. Which ones did you go to?
I went to a cosplay and comics panel. So I went to a costuming panel, and they talked about, they had like Riddle from Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah.
And then they had Kirsten Fay and Margie Cox and two others. So they were doing their, you know, big quote unquote big names and cosplay.
No, Yaya Han wasn't.
I ran into her actually. She wasn't at the panel, but I ran into her. She was wearing her big stilted costume where she's really big and she's got a big dress. And I'm like, we were like eye to eye. That's how short she
hilarious.
Is. I said, we're at the same size. And what's up with that? She's like, I don't know. That's
cool.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yep. Then I came home Monday.
Well, awesome.
So two thumbs up. DragonCon.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, the thing about DragonCon is that it's so much better when you have somebody to hang out with.
Sure.
Because
I basically
you
went.
You got to hang out with Mark.
Yeah. I basically went there by myself, and so when I wasn't hanging out with Mark, I was kind of bored. To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so
well, that's why we said one of us need to go with you.
Ryan.
I think
that
would be
that
awesome.
Way we could take pictures and be your water boy.
Be your guide while you're walking around.
Yeah, and it's so much more fun. Yeah, it's so much more fun to go to even panels with a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sitting there by myself, just kind of like, eh.
Right.
I tried to go to some makeup and effects panels, but I was like in the very back of the room, and like I can't see anything, so I just left. Yeah.
Aww.
Well, there's no point in going to a makeup panel when you can't see the makeup.
Yeah, it's true.
So they had like the whole face-off past and present contestants there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was in theory cool. But I couldn't see it because they didn't have any like big screen TV displays
really?
In the room. Yeah.
That's weird.
And so, yeah, unless you were like right up front.
Right. Exactly. That was Dragon Con in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Awesome.
I guess we'll talk more in depth next week when we have Bill with us.
Yeah, we'll talk Dragon Con and Salt Lake Comic Con because Bill's going to be.
Salt Lake Comic Con.
He's there too, so.
Yes, we'll talk about that with Michael.
Yeah, Michael will be back. We'll be back to full horseman strength next week.
Yes.
We've been down one man each week for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, speaking of next week's episodes, side note. So, it's very possible that we will be having a real live episode where people can listen to our show live. And how that's going to work is we're working with an awesome company called Alpha Geek Radio. So if you go to alphageekradio.com, they're an online radio station. They have a few different channels, and they stream and have live shows of podcasts all within the geeky industry. And we have the opportunity of becoming part of the station, and I'm working with their owner right now, and by next week we'll probably be doing a live show, so people could go to Alpha Geek Radio and click on our show at 8:00 Mountain Standard Time on Thursday, and you'll be able to listen to us live and also chat with us live. So we'll post that on our Facebook page and everything throughout the week, so you guys can keep up to date. So,
excellent.
But back to geeky things, John. What'd you do geeky this week?
Not a ton. You know, I've still been
same old, same old.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's kind of rinse and repeat. I've been watching Sword Art Online 2. The last episode was really good. Had this huge cliffhanger
good.
At the end. You're like,
I know.
No,
you're like, ah, what?
So yeah, so I'm like, can't wait until.
Yeah.
This weekend's episode.
Saturday, yeah.
And then I'm like, I got completely caught up with Aldnoa Zero. So I've been watching that, and that's getting better and better.
I'm enjoying that.
Yeah,
too.
So I think that's getting pretty cool. I love that they've got their own ship that works on the future technology, so they kind of started leveling the playing field because they got a hold of it.
Yeah.
But then, the one character gets taken out, so you're like, oh no, what happened? So then the ship crashes and all this kind of crazy stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah, so I've been, doing the anime thing. The only other thing, I guess, I've been reading. I'm currently, I just finished White Knight, which
Jeez.
Is the Death,
You're
the
re-
Dresden
reading machine.
Well, it took me about a week.
I wish I can't even read that fast.
But so that was the one that I finished most recent in the Dresden Files series, which is done by Jim Butcher. So now I'm working, the next one I think is called Small Favor. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. So, I don't really know anything about the storyline in that one, but, getting into that. And, I kind of posted something, excuse me, on the Closet Geek page about the Destiny Planet View web app that they put out, which they kind of
partnered with Google.
Yeah, they kind of partnered up with the Google Street View kind of in a way. It works the same. If you've played around with Google Street View, the Destiny Planet View works the same way. You can navigate the same way that you can, and 360 degree views of the landscape. And it's really cool because you could explore all of the moon, and you click around and you travel, you know, along the paths and look around, and they have different things that you can click on and interact with that would show pictures and videos, and there were voiceovers. But yeah, this whole thing was all about showing you the various different locations that you can go to in the Destiny game. And then if you spent time going through everything and seeing everything that there was to see, you actually unlocked a special code at the end, which when you put your code in to redeem it, it will give you an exclusive emblem that you can use on your character in, when the game launches. So there is actually, it is, you know, worth something to spend time doing it. Not only is it cool to see everything that there is to see in there, but it's pretty cool to get that code so that, you know, when the game launches, then people will be able to see, oh, you were one of the people that went through that. Now, you know, people have posted the code online, so anybody can find the code and just put it in without actually going through the effort. But me being the geek that I am, I went through and saw every single thing that was in there myself. And I did it for real, so I'm not just
kidding. Did you? Wow. I just saw that video. That was good enough for me.
It only took about an hour, to be honest. I mean, to just kind of sit down and click through everything and look at it all. But and then they posted that really cool live action video today.
Oh, that was awesome. So awesome.
Did you see the guns that I posted?
Yes. Where the guy
I follow that guy. He does a lot of commercials and television programs.
Oh,
props.
Cool.
And yeah, he did was he took Glock 19s and put them inside a frame of the Destiny guns.
Okay.
And he made them all automatic.
Oh,
so
okay.
Loading them up with blanks, and you just pull the trigger and go.
So it was just a pistol.
Yeah,
but in a cool frame.
In a cool frame of rifle, yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That is cool. So
no, but Bungie has been doing awesome marketing pushes for Destiny. They are all over the place, and the live action trailer that they did, which was super awesome, and they should make a full length movie of it, but it's not premiering, but it's going to be, I'm sure it already has, the kickoff NFL game of the season was tonight, and they're having that during the kickoff game. That's a pretty big deal.
Well, because if you've been following Destiny at all, there was a point in time where Activision, who is publishing Destiny, did come out and say that they are spending like $500 million on marketing for Destiny.
Yeah.
And gosh, you could see it because, I mean, it's just stinking everywhere.
Well, they had a whole like Newsweek magazine dedicated just to Destiny.
Right.
They bought out huge area in New York Times Square that is just this huge Destiny billboard.
They put these panels up on in front of all of the buildings in Times Square.
It's like this panoramic view, and you have a couple characters there.
Yeah,
they did
wraps on the city buses. And,
yeah.
Insane. It's everywhere.
You didn't have that type of stuff with Halo ever.
No.
I mean, they had advertising, but
any game has had a $500 million market budget.
This is a new level of like marketing for a video game. It's crazy.
Do you realize how much money they're getting? It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I know you guys are like super fanboys and
Sherry's
over here going, make this into a movie.
Well, watch the trailer and you'll think the same thing.
I saw it.
It's pretty
and it was awesome.
It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know you guys are more into it than I am because I haven't played it yet. So it doesn't really make much sense to me. It just seems like generic sci-fi.
Yeah.
What? I'll be hooked in 5 minutes?
5 days.
No, 5 days. It comes out in 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Barry, what you do?
It's kind of the same thing as well. Just watching Sword Art Online, I'll know at zero. But I was able to sit down and play some video games this week. My wife was just like, why don't you go play a game or something? And I'm like,
get away.
Okay.
Go away.
Okay. So I sat down on my beanbag and I was like, what should I play? I pulled up my
scrolling
through my games, and I was just like, because you download all the free PS Plus games,
right.
But sometimes you just never get to them. And I remember I downloaded the game Brothers, mm-hmm. and I played a lot of that, and it was really enjoyable. The artwork is really awesome, but it's just really fun to be able to play two characters at the same time, and each character is controlled by one analog stick.
Right.
And it's a puzzle game. You're constantly trying to you're on a quest to like save your father from an ailment, but it's interesting. There's no talking in the game at all, or reading or anything. They just make like kind of like grunting noises, or like it almost
says
like kind of, yeah, it's kind of like sim speak, but sometimes it does sound like they're saying something in like another language, And so you basically have to piece the story together yourself just by interacting with things, and they do a really good job at it, because I have no problem understanding what's going on and what I need to do, and so it was really fun. I enjoyed playing that.
Cool.
I finally busted out and played Munchkin for the first time.
Yeah.
And
love
it
Munchkin.
It was lots of
with?
Fun. I played with my wife and my brother-in-law.
All right.
Did you
lay the smack down?
No, I lost.
What? Boo.
And then the next night, my wife wanted to play again.
Oh, really?
And so we played again, just the two of us, and she beat me. So I haven't won in Munchkin yet, but I've enjoyed it.
You're not
it
playing,
was lots
right?
of fun. But, you know, it makes me want to get the expansions and everything and just keep going with that. So that was lots of fun. And actually, a lot of my evenings have been dedicated to reading Warbreaker. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to watch TV or anything tonight. I just want to read. And so I only have like 10 chapters left in the book. So I'll probably finish that this weekend.
Cool.
But it's really good. I love Brandon Sanderson's stuff. He's an amazing author. But yeah, enjoying that. And then I'll probably I'm not sure what I'll move on to after that. But yeah. Just the newer things. Like I played some games and did some reading. But you know, still doing the anime thing. Got to keep up on my shows. So
that's right.
It's a very enjoyable. But let's go to our next segment of the show, The Weekly Geek. This is the segment where we talk about geeky and nerdy news that happened throughout the week and highlighting them and letting you know what you should be paying attention to. So this week was a lot better for news than last week was. That's
yeah,
for
we've
sure.
got plenty to choose from. I mean, gosh, we could spend...
We could spend a whole time talking
about
PAX
Prime,
or talking about
the
Sony
conference. Yeah, because PAX Prime was going on at the same time that DragonCon was going on over the Labor Day weekend, and PAX Prime, that is PAX's main con. I mean, PAX has like a bunch of different cons, but PAX Prime, you know, obviously by the name, that is their main conference, and it takes place in Seattle. Usually by the time PAX rolls around, you've had E3, you've had Gamescom, and so you really, you know, as far as new announcements and stuff like that, there's really not a whole lot that gets newly announced. But there were a few things that did. Things that did get announced. I'm just trying to. There was a new game called Firewatch,
Yeah.
Which a lot of people really got into simply because of the trailer. But the game itself is like a first person, it's more of like a puzzle type, but you play a, almost like a park ranger, like a fire watch ranger. And, and I guess there's some kind of a, mystery that you're trying to solve somehow or something, but the trailer itself was what got people really interested in it. Just the drama that was set up, simply because of listening to the conversation between two people over their radios from one tower to the other. And so I thought that was kind of an interesting, and of course, Nintendo announced they've got their brand new 3DS version that's coming out.
Yeah. Looks cool.
Yeah, it's got a faster processor in it. And so not only is it a more beefy console, but they did add some additional buttons. There is a second analog button, not as big and as the standard one that they've got, but there is another one that's over on the right. They got some additional shoulder buttons, but the main thing is that it is a bigger, faster processor. And so they have said that there are going to be games coming out in the future which will only run on this newer, bigger, faster 3DS. So I think that's kind of lame, in my opinion, because there's going to be a lot of confusion behind, well, which 3DS do I get?
What game can I buy?
Which game was going to work on my 3DS, and which game can't?
They're going to have different packaging or a different thing that's like 3DS Plus.
Well, see, and the fact that they're just calling it the new 3DS, it doesn't even really see. They should have called it like a 3DS 2.
Yeah.
Or something like that, but you know, something to really connotate that it's a new version, but they're not. And so, especially come Christmas time, kids are going, moms are going to go be like, oh, I want a 3DS. Well, you got this one, you got this one, you got this one, you got this one, or you could get a 2DS. That still does the same thing. It's just not 3D. And, you know, moms are going to be like, what? You know, and so they're going to get the
children.
And then
if you want something specific, write it down and give it to your parents.
I just think it's kind of weird how they've gone about doing that. So anyway, there was that. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Nothing too huge and exciting. So, but yeah.
So more Firefly rumors go around.
Firefly.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard about that. Tell us about it.
What do you mean by like what?
About how the new format for television with, you know, like Netflix and stuff, and how Sherlock was like kind of a mini series thingy,
right.
The way they released it. They're thinking that it may be in the cards to put out a show like Firefly. They use that as an example.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
In that new kind of format with
where it's like three episodes, that are like an hour and a half long each type of thing, and then wait six months to a year to do three more.
I mean, I know that like Netflix brought back Arrested Development, you know, that was a show
that had been
dead for a while, and they brought it back. And
well, and now you have Yahoo that picked up Community.
Yeah, Yahoo's going to do Community because it's not on NBC anymore.
So you have these streaming networks that are kind of catching on and be like, hey, people still want to watch this stuff, mm-hmm. and we can still give it to them. So, and Legend of Korra got canceled off of Nickelodeon, but they have plans on doing their show streaming as well through a service.
Well, so, I mean, it didn't necessarily get canceled. They're not broadcasting the episodes on the channel
Yeah.
They're making them available streamed online through their website.
Yeah. So
the show, it hasn't been canceled because there's going to be one more season.
Yeah.
But it's going to be online only.
But a cool thing about that network, though, not Nickelodeon, but the studio that produces Legend of Korra, all the artists and everything, they just signed a contract with DreamWorks where they have agreed to produce 4 new shows.
Yeah, for DreamWorks Animation.
For DreamWorks Animation, but it's not going to be CGI. It's all going to be in the same look and format that Legend of Korra is, but not necessarily Legend of Korra.
No, it's not a Legend
show.
It's not an Airbender.
It's just
related.
Yeah, it's just the same art style and same feel.
The same
but a
studio.
Show.
Yeah, just a different series,
which,
but the same studio.
Which I like. I like.
All right,
I really enjoy the art.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go for it.
I have the quote. Okay, Minier was who was the writer for and producer for Firefly.
Okay.
One of them. Uh-huh. Spoke to Entertainment Weekly about possibly bringing back the series, and he says, "I would never foreclose the possibility."
Hmm.
And then he goes on to talk about other things.
Well, I know that they're working on a Firefly Online MMO.
Yeah,
and all of the cast is coming back to do voice work
yeah.
for the game.
Yeah, he says that everybody has their respective projects that limits them from crossing over into other things.
Right.
Just trying to coordinate everybody's obligations so they could somehow participate is the biggest problem.
Yeah, especially Nathan Fillion, you know, he's busy doing Castle. So that's pretty much taking up, you know, any time that he has.
Well, and Joss Whedon is really
busy.
Yeah,
he's
too.
Busy with all of the Marvel stuff.
Right.
Everything that he's doing.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No,
that's good.
That's what
it's good.
That's what this.
That's what
it's all about.
That's what we do here. So I just have one word to say.
What's that?
Spoon. So
yeah,
Tick is coming back.
Did you ever watch the Tick? Did you guys watch that television series?
I didn't really watch the live action one that much, but I watched the cartoon and loved it.
The cartoon was fun. I watched
a
couple.
Seen
a
couple, yeah, episodes.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes. Yeah. It was okay. It wasn't bad. But you really had to be a fan of the Tick.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was confused why they're bringing it back because
they can.
And there's so many other good shows that they can bring back.
I think it just simply has to do with the fact that comic books in and of themselves are pretty much taking over media.
Are popular now.
Look at how many TV shows are based on comic books, how many movies are based on comic books. And, you know, so, I mean, that's kind of where people are at right now.
I think that rather than regurgitating the same old show over and over, like Hollywood is known to do.
Yeah.
What?
Fast and Furious 27.
Yes,
that's right.
That's my favorite one.
I know, but no, it's cool in the aspect that we were just talking about Firefly, and we were just talking about other shows that have died and the possibility of them coming back. But also the whole streaming feature allows for all these original network shows. You know, we have all the original Netflix original shows and Amazon Prime original shows.
I want to see an original show with Jim Henson, Creature Shop.
Oh, yeah, that would be
cool. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Because Farscape was awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, they're doing a new miniseries, Farscape miniseries. Did you hear about that?
No.
What?
We talked about it a long time ago.
Yeah,
a number of episodes ago. I haven't really heard anything about it again since that time, but it is something that they're working on.
Oh, speaking of Jim Henson's Creature Shop, you know that reality show, right?
Yeah.
It's hosted by Gigi Edgley from Farscape.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I met her in the elevator.
Yeah, you did. She said she liked your costume.
Wow,
yeah, that's right.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I was like, I know who that is. She's so short.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. So you recognized her even when she wasn't like all done up.
Yeah, right? Honestly, if I hadn't have watched Jim Henson's Creature Shop miniseries, I don't think I would have recognized her.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
because I had watched that,
great makeup on.
You knew what she looked
like. Yeah, I knew what she looked like and the way she sounded, and so I was like,
cool.
So that's awesome.
That's cool.
So
you didn't get a picture with her or anything?
I wish.
He didn't have his phone on him.
I was in Beast. I don't have it.
All you were in Beast mode.
Yeah, I had my room key tucked into my undies. My Beast undies. It worked.
Good job.
Yeah. So we talked about something a couple episodes ago about The Rock, and it's been confirmed that he will be playing Black Adam.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of obvious that that would be the go-to for him, but we also talked about how it'd be kind of cool for him to play
a villain.
The protagonist. Black Adam is a bad guy.
That's what I said.
No, but I said we thought it would be cool if he played the good guy as well, because he has that childlike quality about him.
Yeah,
he could play a grown boy, basically.
Right.
So, I guess he wants to be more serious. He's not doing those silly movies anymore.
Well, until somebody says, hey, we'll pay you. Okay.
We'll pay you $40 million for this one.
$40 million.
Laugh.
So, I mean, they've announced that he's going to be Black Adam, but they haven't announced, you know, who's
Shazam will be. Or even
maybe it'll just be a Black Adam movie.
Well,
or it could be, or maybe he'll just be a villain in some other movie because he's interacted with other characters too.
I think it is going to be a Shazam movie because DC did register some new domains, and one of the new domains was ShazamMovie.com.
Yeah,
and so that's kind of a pretty good clue that. You know, they are going to be doing a Shazam.
It is a good clue, but it's also kind of just like them covering their bases.
That's true. I mean, it is just simply registering a domain. You know, they do that so that nobody else can grab it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it just depends.
They haven't really announced, like, you know, anything.
I'm worried. I just don't know how long this comic book thing can keep going.
Well, it's going to go until at least 2020.
It's going to go for 2020, with about 20 movies.
But that doesn't mean they're all going to be top quality, well-budgeted films.
No, that's true. But
they could be like, oh, this is going to suck. We're going to take $100 million off your budget.
What's really interesting, though, is that it seems like each movie seems to be getting better. Like, Avengers came out, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's the best movie ever! And then Captain America 2 came out, and it was like, oh, it's even better than Avengers. And then Guardians of the Galaxy came out. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy came out, and it was like, this is the best superhero movie of all time. You know, so
just wait until next year.
And it wasn't even really a superhero movie.
Yeah,
Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't.
It was just
a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it really was
a sci-fi movie.
But, you know, so it just seems like each movie that's coming out, you know, they obviously learn from the previous movies that have come out and been like, oh, they did a good job doing that. Let's kind of incorporate that aspect in our movie, you know, and just kind of improve on that. So, you know, but then there's going to be other movies that are going to kind of break that mold, like Ant-Man. You know, Ant-Man is supposedly going to be more comedic.
A comedy.
And it's just going to be more of just like a single guy and how he deals with.
Well, it will also be interesting when DC starts pumping out all their movies, because DC kind of came out and said that, you know, our movies are more serious and they're darker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to go for that more feel, because, you know, Marvel seems a little bit more lighthearted at this point.
Yeah.
And so they
need to step the humor in it.
Well, yeah, but they need to separate themselves in some way. But, you know, DC Comics have always seemed, at least, you know, to be darker than Marvel Comics have been. Well, so I don't think that's too far out of place.
Recently. I think, you know,
back
during the Golden Age.
Yeah. So Ghost in the Shell movie coming out.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael's excited about that.
I know, right? That's one of his favorite anime.
He loves Ghost in the Shell. I mean, it's good. I like Ghost in the Shell as well. I just don't know how. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, now
how well it will convert to over.
Nowadays, anything's possible.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we've obviously seen movies that are being made that would never have been able to be done even 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So the technology is obviously there to be able to do really good quality science fiction. And the storyline is awesome. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
So,
they have a lot of deep storyline to go off of.
And see,
I
like the Ghost in the Shell series because it is very character oriented. It's not just, you know, it's not just big robots smashing kaiju. You know, it's not.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. I mean, that's like one of my favorite things to watch. But
that's right.
I do like that the Ghost in the Shell series does. It does seem to be a little bit more personal and more character.
Well, it was a sci-fi drama. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, but they have apparently they're in talks with the actress that they are looking to play Kusanagi, who is the the lead in the Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah. And this actress, she's not a very well-known actress. She hasn't been in a lot, but she was in Wolf of Wall Street, and that's what she's most prominently known from.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I never saw that one.
Yeah. But so, you know, it's something that they're working on. I mean, they have a director, they have a writer. Now they're starting to put the cast together. So, I mean, it's definitely in works. Now, you know, is it ever going to really come out? We don't know. But
so the latest movie rumors, though, is that apparently with Batman versus Superman, of course, there's always rumors about that one, more than any other movie, it seems like. But the new casting rumor is that Benedict Cumberbatch, of course, you know, he has to be tied to every single geeky thing out there.
That's right.
But
he has to do it all.
They said he's supposedly supposed to be. The rumor is that he's going to be playing a villain in the movie.
Hmm.
And so the fans all went crazy and they're like, well, what villain could he possibly be? And so they had, you know, huge articles just talking about, you know, he'll be this villain. No, he'll be this villain. And so
I say voiceover for Brainiac.
Yeah. That was one of the options. They
said, oh yeah, really? Was it? Okay. I didn't know. But.
Yeah. Brainiac was one of the options,
because
and then of course,
you know, he's obviously done voiceover pretty well.
Yeah,
and
they said, like, of course, Joker was an option.
No, I
don't think so either. But so it's just interesting.
Cool.
I don't know. Maybe he'll be the voiceover of Darkseid.
Maybe.
Huh. He can do that.
Yeah. But, I mean, did they say that it's for the Batman Superman, or is it for, like, something later down the road?
They said it was for the Batman versus Superman movie, so.
Maybe, well, because I guess they've only really announced.
Plays himself, and he has the gun, and he shoots, and somebody zaps him into death.
Ooh. but, yeah, because I guess, as of right now, the only real villain, so to speak,
is
Luthor. So, I don't know.
A young Luthor.
So, and, you know, how much of... I mean, he may be the antagonist, but I don't know if...
But he's always better at manipulating or getting someone else to
do
dirty work.
He's definitely not going to be, you know, punching Superman in the face and destroying half a city block or anything like that. So, I don't know.
Although that was crazy to see.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. So, Ryan, are you ready?
A little bit.
Do you need some time?
No, it's
good. Need some time?
It's good.
All right. Well, it's time for Geeky Trivia.
Okay, it's gonna be short trivia today.
Oh, yeah. Short trivia.
Yeah. Trivia, the Avengers movie.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Number one. which character is the first shown in their entirety on camera?
Hawkeye.
No.
Oh, like the first character at all, or first superhero?
First,
Nicolas Cage. I mean, no.
No, Nick Fury. No, it's actually Agent Coulson.
Agent Coulson. Oh, I was just about to say it.
Oh, sorry, man.
Because I knew it was like, okay, well, because
we already guessed.
I also would have accepted Loki. It's not. It was just his hand, but it was Agent Coulson's face. Was the first face shown. All right. Which name of the alien race?
Chitauri.
Was in Ghana? Yes.
Chitauri.
All right. During Loki's escape, Hawkeye shoots two people, wounding one. Who are they?
Nick Fury.
He shoots Nick Fury.
And then he also shoots just one of the guards.
He
shoots one of the generic guards. But I know it.
Does he?
He shoots Fury.
Yeah.
He also shoots Mariah Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she doesn't get wounded.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, shoots at Agent Hill.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
No, I'm done. I'm good.
All right. Black Widow, which item of her clothing has been removed during her interrogation?
Her shoes.
That is correct. All right. Joss Whedon's interpretation of the Hulk is sublime, as is Marvel's performance. How does Bruce Banner exemplify his bitterness when he says, I don't every time get what I want.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, I don't understand the question.
I don't understand that either. This is not my question, by the way.
Okay. Next.
I didn't have time to do my own, sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay. All right. I didn't do my own last week.
Oh, you had made up one too?
I had Lord of the Rings trivia.
All right. That's another dumb question. All right.
See? I think I'm like, I got to find a good question.
Where do we find Iron Man when we first see him on screen?
Underwater.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Dang it.
He's out right. on the cable.
How much credit does Tony Stark feel Pepper Potts deserves?
12%.
Yes, 12%.
Maybe 12.
Agent Coulson is dating whom?
The cello player.
Yes. I can't believe you knew that one.
Well, if you'd seen the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series,
there's
an episode all about her character in that.
The cello player?
Yeah, the cello player from the Seattle.
Portland,
okay.
The Tesseract shows Dr. Eric Selvig the truth. What does it show Hawkeye?
Who his next target is.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Who is the first Avenger to battle Loki in the streets of Germany?
Captain America.
Ooh, that was a tie.
It was a tie.
Which member of the Avengers confesses to a suicide attempt?
The whole
Bruce Banner, that's right.
John Bruce Banner, yeah.
The other guy spit it out.
That's right. Two members of the Avengers play for the other team. Who are they?
Hawkeye and Black Widow?
Wait, what?
During the Helicarrier battle.
Hawkeye and
Hulk.
Hulk. Oh. So I'll give you 1 point to each. Yeah, it's kind of eh.
That's not really. He just.
I didn't write it.
He just goes. Can't really.
Who gets to use the giant mystery weapon of doom against Loki?
Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
That was the big gun.
Yeah. Which Avenger desperately needs some pants after the Helicarrier battle?
The Hulk, Bruce Banner.
Yeah. That's weird.
That's kind of a silly question.
That's a dumb question. Next.
Alright.
No, that's dumb. Next. Right. Who does Loki stab on the Stark Tower?
Oh, Thor.
Very.
Stabs him with his little knife.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a second. I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
What do Black Widow and Hawkeye remember very differently?
Uruguay. No. It's,
It starts with a B.
Yeah, it's Barbados or something like that. But, no, it's...
For Robin.
No. It's, I know it starts with a B, but it's...
Budapest.
Budapest. Dang it.
All right. Which Avenger hitchhikes on an alien craft? On an alien...
Black Widow.
Yes. All which... Right. That's too easy. Well, who does the Hulk punch during the Manhattan fight?
Thor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which Avenger does he punch? All right. Last two questions.
Okay.
Which hero knocks Loki out of the sky and back into the Stark Tower?
Hawkeye.
Tie. Last question. What is Loki's final request?
A drink.
Ooh, John. John wins.
Yay!
All right, I'll do my own questions next time.
Thank you, lad. I'll say it at the same time.
All right. That's it.
Have a All naked right. guy behind you.
I know.
That's right. All right, that's it for the Closet Geek. Thanks, guys, for listening. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net and all our social media, Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And don't forget that we will let you know on Facebook, but we'll probably be streaming through Alpha Geek Radio next week. We'll keep you up to date. And don't forget to come back and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
Bye.
Good night.